How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to get your take. First of all, tell us what the Tri-County Alliance does.
Tri-County Alliance is an organization, and our members are all of the school districts and their superintendents in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties.
You've been busy.
yeah, we have. There are 86 of them, 700,000 kids.
All right, what's your take on the education portion of the budget, specifically the K-12?
Well, right now we're looking forward to what's going to happen Monday at the Revenue Estimating Conference. It's going to be held in Lansing, and we're really hoping that they're going to find additional dollars. I mean, that's what we're hearing. That's our projection. And we're hoping the legislature and the governor will invest in kids once again and stop the raid on the school aid fund and get us back on the right track. If there's extra dollars there, we think we should be restored.
Tom, earlier this morning we talked with Gretchen Whitmer, who is the Senate Democratic leader, and she had mentioned there had been compromise. There was a lot more a dollar per student that was going to be taken out under the original proposal from the governor, and at least there was some compromise.
Well, we're hoping that things will happen. Right now, our school districts, we've got 19 of the 86 that are already in a deficit condition. And if those cuts go through, it's going to hurt kids all over the Tri-County area and all over the state.
Is the governor trying to make these school districts spend their money more frugally? And much has been made that the governor's taken away money from the teaching process. He has told us that he wants the money spent well and not on funding over excessive salaries and other administrative costs.
Yeah, I understand that and I hear it. But you remember the state's been struggling for years. In 1994, the state took over funding of public education through Proposal A, so they shifted that whole burden on the state. Well, since that time, we've had some good years, and we've certainly had more bad. But districts have made some phenomenal cuts, in administrative staffing and shared services, in privatization. They've done their due diligence to really make the kinds of cuts that the governor is looking for. We can always do more, but I don't want to leave the impression that nothing has been done.